I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
As well as Erica Ramirez.
Hello.
Eric's got some cheesecake, so that's always important to bring a slice of cheesecake to a podcast.
Fat kid of the group. And I'm okay with that.
That's not true. I usually have like popcorn.
Jason munches too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sipping. I have seltzer. But watching my figure, it's bikini season, as our producer just told us. Anyways, but I've never been in a bikini, I'll be perfectly honest. But this is my year. It's going to happen.
It snows outside. Go ahead.
Yeah. As it's snowing, it is snowing outside right now. Let's start. We've got a lot of really exciting new stuff on this week's podcast. So, and let's start with one I know Jason is pretty stoked about, which is Miss Carly Rae Jepsen and her new song, I Really Like You.
Yeah. What do you guys think of this song? I'm curious.
I want to know, first of all, why you're so far away from us.
Yeah, Jason's sitting like when you see in movies people at comically long dinner tables.
Yeah, like a Richie Rich table.
That's kind of what we're at right now.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to be antisocial. I have long legs, like just spread out.
It's fine. Whatever makes you comfortable.
What do you guys think of Carly Rae? She back.
Listen, I really, really liked her first album, and
pun intended.
Yeah, and I love that she's doing. Okay, so I liked that. I was really worried that when she came back, it was just kind of going to be something that was good, but was definitely not going to have the Call Me Maybe potential. And while I don't think this will be a Call Me Maybe, like I think it's a great song. I think it could do really well on radio. And what I like about it is that she's doing like pop music that really is based on like kind of her love of the 80s sound. And the 80s sound is like everywhere in like indie music and in like hip hop samples and EDM. But like when you look at actual like 2015 pop music, it doesn't really crop up that much. So it's nice to hear kind of those like those 80s Breakfast Club soundtrack vibes working their way back into like pure pop music.
It's true. It's true. What's funny is you made me laugh because I got a press release about this song, and it's like the first single from Carly Rae Jepsen's second album. Carly Rae Jepsen has three albums out right now. It's just that the last one was the one with Call Me Maybe, so everyone thought it was. But Carly Rae Jepsen's 29 years old. Everyone, you know.
Wow, it's just, the same
age. Are we just like kind of pretending they don't exist, though, like how Katy Perry had like one album that no one...
Well, the difference between that is that I think the Katy Perry album, which was, I think, when she way before she had like the whole pop makeover, she was still dealing with gospel music. I don't know if that was actually like... I don't think it was released on like a major label. Like, the Carly Rae Jepsen albums, they basically only came out in Canada. I think they're for sale in iTunes in the U.S. now, but I would be hard-pressed to find a physical copy. Anyway, it's just interesting because it really was like Kiss, which was an incredible album, was kind of this introduction, literally. But anyway, yeah, I it's funny because I was debating this song with a friend. I really like this song as well. I was debating this song with a friend a couple hours ago, and he was like, it's okay. And I was like, come on, man, it's better than okay. And he was like, well, it's just like the lyrics are kind of dumb. Like, it's just kind of a dumb song. Like, oh, I really, really like you. He was like, songwriting is dead. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, like, I get it. Pop music gets like a bad rap sometimes for being too straightforward and too kind of lame brained. But like, what Carly Rae Jepsen does with these songs, it's really hard to do. Like, I know she makes it look easy on songs like Call Me Maybe and This Kiss and Tonight I'm Getting Over You and now this one, but it's like what she does is so impressive to me, which is she kind of acts as this leader of, you know, this synthesizer of so many different hooks, and they all kind of come together with her voice and her knack for creating melody. It's so interesting to me, like, to just listen to it and you don't really process it. You take a couple listens to it to kind of break down, like, why is this so catchy? Like, you know, the hook of like, and I want you, do you want me? Do you want me to, like, the way that that's like combined, like they made that combined with the I really, really like you, so, like, part. It's just so interesting to me. Anyway, I'm going
on something off. Like nice and relatable about a song that's like, I don't know if I'm ready to say I love you, but I really, really like you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
I think that kind of justifies, like, such a simplistic title.
Been there.
Yeah, because it's, like, something people really do say and feel.
As Erica licks a plastic spoon.
my only comment about this
song. No, it's all right. Enjoy your cheesecake.
Yeah, Erica, what do you think about this song?
I'm not a huge fan of the song and Carly Rae Jepsen, but it's a very fun song. Like, I think that what I like most of it is what you guys mentioned is the lyrics and also how she plays with them. But, yeah, I probably won't be listening to this as much as Jason will be.
Yeah.
And sadly, I sit right by Jason, so.
I'm going to listen to it a whole lot. Yeah, it's just, it's something that I was hoping for, to have Carly Rae Jepsen kind of come back finally with a song that maybe doesn't equal Call Me Maybe, but is kind of would fit in with the rest of her album Kiss. And I think she's done it.
But wouldn't it be weird to get like another same Call Me Maybe? People are starting to really realize that she is 29 years old.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a little weird if she'd come out with like a song just so close to that.
Well, this is even more like, this is kind of in the same vein.
Yeah.
Of just kind of like cutesy flirtation.
I'm totally okay with that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it fits more than even Call Me Maybe did.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I mean, yeah, I feel like there's, you know, people have been, especially people in rock, have been writing songs about the teenage experience like well into their 40s. Like, I'm fine with a girl who's 29 singing about it. Like, because no one wants to hear about, like, I'm still paying off my student loans turned into a pop song. Like, that's just not. I don't know if Carly Rae Jepsen has student loans. I fact check, she probably doesn't.
Oh my gosh, those commercials are actually pretty great.
Anyways, let's listen to it before we start talking about commercials.
It's going to be on the next podcast. I'm going to choose one of those songs.
Yeah. Let's do, so it's called I Really Like You. It's the new Carly Rae Jepsen song. I need to tell you something. All right, that was the new CRJ. CRJ in full effect.
What? Is that what you call her? Is that
what
people
call
her?
Yeah, people do call her that.
Okay.
CRJ. I mean, yeah. It's three names. It's a lot to say every time.
Okay.
But anyways, so the next one is a cosign. Joe and Erica pick Kid Cudi's new song, Love. And Erica turned me on to this,
yeah.
And I love this song called Love. It's I really do like Kid Cudi, and I love that first album, but I have to say, I have, like, kind of mixed feelings about everything since then. There's some stuff on Indie Cut I really love, but I don't listen to him as much as I wish I did. And I feel like I always need to be paying more attention to him, because he is, like, has such a great ear, and puts really interesting mixture of sounds together. And this one is just so fantastic, so it has, like, it just kind of that like late night weird sound, but then there's like a classic rock riff kind of worked into it.
Yeah.
It's just a very strange sound.
Well, I thought it was going to be a little bit, I mean, the song title's called Love, so I was expecting something very like emotional from him, but I really like the lyrics. Like, I think that Cudi, if people do not know, has a very strong, big fan base. And I think a lot of what kind of attracts his fans is the fact that they can relate to his lyrics. And I think this song kind of shows how that works, where, you know, and even said, I think when he put it up on SoundCloud, I think in the caption it says something like, you know, to all those with like a lonely heart, which is a little like emo, and but it's very much Cudi, and I think that people connect to that, and I appreciate that about Cudi. And I'm with you. I think that the first album was like his best, and he's very much experimented since then, so I think that's why some people feel on and off about his projects. But I really do appreciate this song, mostly for the song lyrics. And there's the Kid Cudi that like screams like wildly, and then there's a Kid Cudi that screams like very longing and emotionally. Mm-hmm. And of course we get the latter, which I'm clearly a fan of. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a good, maybe also a good sign as to the music that Kid Cudi is working on right now. Also, apparently he's making like the third album of the, I can't even think of the
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon trilogy. Yeah. And he's kind of grabbing everyone from the first album. What are you laughing at over there?
I just remembered that Common narrated.
He did. I really hope he narrates it again.
Our hero is on a journey to find himself.
I wonder if this is a sign of to what is coming. And even if not, I'm still excited for the trilogy, the third one.
Totally.
Yeah. So the thing about Kid Cudi for me, and if Erica, I feel like we've talked about this.
You've always had mixed feelings about Cudi.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that there are Kid Cudi songs that exist in the world that are incredible, and then there are Kid Cudi songs in the world that are horrible. Like, I just feel like it's so hard. It's so hard for me. Kid Cudi has like fans that are like fans,
yeah,
like, super devoted fans, yeah. And it's like, and that's awesome. Like, but for me, it's so hard to be like, well, you know, like a Kid Cudi album to me is like always going to be like seven songs that I really like and seven songs that I really never want to listen to again. And then sometimes it's a full album of songs I don't want to listen to, like the Wizard album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No offense to Kid Cudi, just wasn't for me. But yeah, so this is Good Cudi. That's what I'm happy to report, is that this song is Good Cudi.
It took you a minute to get to that.
It's fun. It reminds me of a little bit of Up Up and Away, the last song on the first album, which is just a very kind of like almost inspiring Kid Cudi song.
Right.
And it's funny, like he's a little bit too overreaching to me to ever put out something that's like as focused as like a full album of these kinds of songs. I hope he does, because I'd love that.
Right. No, I totally agree. I think that's the thing. Even the first one, which I really do like, it definitely could use like an outside person being like, okay, let's just not include this song, or this song needs to have 2 minutes cut from it.
Yeah.
I think if he like was a little more judicious, there could be like a 40-minute masterpiece.
Yeah.
From him, but we tend to get like more sprawling. Like, he released something that was an EP and it was 41 minutes long, and it's like, you know, that could just be an album. But
yeah, it's I always think about this. One day I was talking to someone, this was a couple years ago, and I was like, if you just listened, if the only two Kid Cudi songs you have ever heard were Day and Night and Pursuit of Happiness, you'd be like, oh my God, like this guy's like on another level. Like, this guy's like one of the most important artists. He's just thinking about like hip hop and rock and electro, like in a totally different way. And, you know, he hasn't, to me, lived up on that promise. But, you know, songs like this get him back on the track that I like to see him on.
Well, let's listen to it. So it's Kid Cudi. The song's called Love. That was Kid Cudi's Love. And oh, by the way, so this is weird. He's replacing Reggie Watts on Comedy Bang Bang as the music personality, because Reggie's going on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, he's going to the CBS show, right?
Yeah. Isn't he? But it's strange, because I never really see Kid Cudi as like a person with comedy chops. But
what?
But who knows?
Never watched How to Make It in America. Actually, neither did I.
I like that show.
You know what's funny is, quick sidebar, I really like Grantland, and we have you know, mutual friends that write for Grantland, they make a lot of how to make it in America jokes on that site. And it's like, do people? Yeah, like I saw one a couple days ago and I was like, is this like still going on? Like, do people still remember this show?
There must be one person that like really hates that show. Like really hoped for the best, like, and did not get that. We'll have to find out who that is.
Anyway.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Anyway, so the next one, let's talk about Cashmere Cat featuring Ariana Grande. The song is Adore. So Cashmere Cat is a 27-year-old Norwegian producer, kind of an electronic oddball sounds, but he produced one of the songs on Ariana Grande's last album, and it was a great song. And now this is, that was Ariana Grande featuring Cashmere Cat. This is Cashmere Cat featuring Ariana Grande. Yeah. But it's like, you listen to it, you would just think it's an Ariana Grande song because her vocal is like front and center. It's a fantastic vocal. And, you know, it's really just nice, I think, to hear a voice as strong as hers with production that's a little more adventurous. You know, like the synths are a little chillier. The R&B beats are kind of just a little, just ever so slightly stranger than what you would actually hear on one of her albums. So it's just cool to hear like a voice of her caliber in more adventurous territory.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, I don't really have much to add to that except that...
You said it perfectly, Joe.
Well, yeah, thanks, you're guys.
Good, yeah, no, I mean, I just think this style suits her really well. And I loved Break Free, like grammatical errors aside from that song. But like, the song's great. Like, it's just a great dance song. And she has the kind of voice that can carry a song like that very easily. And this is in that same vein.
Can we talk about those grammatical errors?
Yeah, the now that I've become who I really are. Yeah, that was like...
It's fun, though. She knew she was doing it.
It's yeah. hard for me to sing along to that.
Sometimes her pronunciation is just like, what are you... Just finish the word, Ariana Grande. Just finish the word. Like,
reading the YouTube comments for this video, that is mostly what it's about. It's people saying... What the hell is she saying? And then someone like, I can hear what she's saying perfectly clear. Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's me. Like, I'm the second person, and I get people. I sort of get people, but like, I can hear what she's doing.
But maybe you know when like someone like says a word and doesn't finish it, but you already know what it's gonna be. So in your head, you hear it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening.
I think
here.
Maybe that's
like she
what's
doesn't
going
finish
on.
The word touch, and I'm like, oh, it's touch.
Like, is it just like touch?
Yeah. Yes. But that's. I think. I don't know. I mean, all is forgiven with Ariana Grande with a voice like that. So I love this song. I've been like playing it nonstop today on Spotify. So touch or tuh, whatever you want, Ariana Grande. Tuh. I'm still going to listen to it.
Touch or there you go. There you have it. I don't know how to follow that up.
Has she made fun of her enunciation yet? Like,
no, but a no. Funny or Die Fallon video would be great.
That's
also
like a Fallon yeah. sketch waiting to happen.
That would be great. Although, did you see her on SNL when she... played like a superhero for a brief cameo in a sketch. It was some
I
of
did.
The most painful singer acting.
She's an actress though. She was
I know, I'm just saying, like it was really
shots
bad.
Fired.
You know, it's so funny because we had like when the album came out, we had like a whole Ariana Grande week on Billboard.com and one of the things was is she actually a good actress? Because she was on like multiple seasons of a Nickelodeon show. I guess you don't think so, Joe.
I didn't watch Sam and Cat, so I can't speak to that. But the SNL appearance was not painful. Great.
I gotta find that. That sounds very interesting to me.
It's just weird because it was so short, but it's weird when in such a small amount of time someone can just totally flub it. But who knows? Anyways, let's listen to it. Cashmere Cat featuring Ariana Grande, Adore. All right, that was Ariana Grande and Cashmere Cat. Next up, let's do Erica pick. We've got Action Bronson featuring Chance the Rapper. The song's called Baby Blue.
I like this song for like the most petty reasons, because mostly because of Chance the Rapper's. Well, no, you hear Action Bronson singing a little bit, which is kind of hilarious. And it's more of like the sarcastic, emotional side of Action Bronson, which I kind of, it's refreshing and I like it because it's also very true to his character. But all of Chance the Rapper's verse is him wishing, like, really dumb, bad stuff on someone else. Like, he wishes that someone will, like, get a paper cut or, like, get their zipper stuck or, like, win the lottery but lose the ticket, which are all things that I probably wished on someone at one point in my life. So I just think that that was also kind of hilarious. It's very true to both of their characters, which is why I really like the song.
Yeah, I thought that the Chance the Rapper verse is what stood out for me. Because he opens it saying, I want you to get a paper cut on your tongue.
Right.
Which is, like, so visual and visceral and also just petty. Like,
it's very petty. And that is exactly, because I'm also a very petty person. And that's exactly what I was just like, you know, I feel him. I once probably felt that way also. So, yeah.
That's why we always have to keep on Erica's good side.
Yeah, I would wish you to get a paper. I mean, like, paper cuts suck. Like, getting your zipper stuck and
your tongue.
Not being able to charge your phone when you really need. Like, those things really suck. Like, they're very petty, but they, I feel them.
The small inconveniences.
Yes, exactly. Are you judging?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. Yeah, I like this song a lot. I feel like I'm all positive this week, guys. That did it.
Well, actually, didn't you just shut down someone's song? What did you? Oh, Cudi. Oh, no, you shut down Cudi.
Yeah.
Cudi as an artist, not the song, though.
I can't. Okay. Yeah, I think it's fair for me to not be like, Cudi's career has been perfect.
No, I mean, you're.
Totally.
You're very fair.
But you also
have been like an Action Bronson fan since the beginning.
I enjoy Action Bronson. What I like about this song is like, I just like Chance the Rapper as a singer/rapper. Like, it's just fun. Like, I like hearing him sing. And, you know, he doesn't have a verse on here until a couple minutes in. And then he comes in with, you know, that whole insult string, like you were saying. It's just fun. Like, it's just a good combination. Like, I feel like we need, you're starting to see more of it. Like, Chance has already worked with, like, the Biebers and Madonnas of the world. But I even want more of it in like the hip hop world. Like, I hope, like, does he have a song on the new Kanye album? Is that a thing, or am I making, I might be making that up.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't know. I think I remember hearing something to that effect, but I think he does. Yeah. I think he does have a song with Kanye.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's crazy to think that he's like, so yeah, he's worked with Bieber, Madonna, maybe Kanye, we think, and he doesn't have like a debut album out, a proper debut.
And that's something I've been thinking about, how like more than any artist in recent memory, Chance has kind of shown that the album's dead. Like, he's literally headlining Pitchfork Fest in July. Right. He doesn't have a debut album. Like, you can't buy a Chance the Rapper album.
That's very true. Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I think it is worth pointing out that Acid Rap really is like, it's more of a mix, it's less of a mixtape than a lot of mixtapes. Like, it really does feel like a complete
it's an album,
piece.
But like,
right, but it's
just
free.
The fact that it's free. It's that's just crazy. Like, I don't know. It's very interesting to me.
Yeah, sign of the times. But so basically we like Chance the Rapper's verse.
Yay.
And Action Bronson too. So let's
We're
listen
all
to
petty.
It.
Okay.
It's Baby Blue, Action Bronson featuring Chance the Rapper.
Baby girl, I'm blue. I hope you get a paper cut on your tongue from a razor and a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in the baking sun. I hope your titties all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays.
All right, next up, let's talk about Kacey Musgraves. So she has a new song called Biscuits, and it is great. It's co-written by Brandi Clark, who I kind of like, and I'm not a country listener, as people know, and I do like the song, but country, I'm definitely like, I pick just certain elements of it that I like, and I don't kind of like the barnstorming, like, bro country thing. I do like a little more, like, the singer-songwritery side to
country.
Yeah,
you were down on Zac Brown Band a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and Zac Brown is, like, a very, like, crossover-friendly country act, and I'm still not that into them. But anyway, so Kacey Musgraves, the new song, it's co-written by Brandi Clark, and I kind of, like, lump them together in a sense that they're both, like, very, very good songwriters, and they have that, like, real crossover appeal to them. Like, if anyone is going to be the next kind of like Taylor Swift, it's going to be Brandi Clark or Kacey Musgraves. And I mean Taylor Swift of Fearless, not of like Welcome to New York sort of thing. But I mean, this is like, if you liked her other material, like you'll like this. It's and it's kind of thematically similar too to Follow Your Arrow. It's basically just like, don't poke your nose in other people's business. Like, mind your own life and you'll be happy.
So here's the thing. And I'm gonna criticize like 2 minutes after I was like, oh, I'm really positive this week. I like this song. Everything you just said, like, I think it's a little too similar to Follow Your Arrow. That's kind of how that's kind of like the opening riff sounds very similar. The chorus is constructed very similarly, where it's like here's my advice, like, don't do this and you'll be happy. And it's just like, it kind of is a little bit of a, like, and I say all this saying, like, I enjoy listening to the song. It's fun. It's a little bit of a letdown, just maybe because I was so interested to see where she'd go from here. And it seems kind of like this is Follow Your Arrow part two. What do you say to that, Joe?
I think, honestly, I would agree with that. Like, I think that's true. I think the sound is different enough that it doesn't bother me too much. But yeah thematically, like, it really is just kind of like a different message, but overall kind of the same point.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess that doesn't bother me too much, but that is a totally legit criticism.
I just don't want Kacey Musgraves to get to a point where she's like preachy. You know what I mean? Where it's like, right. You know, Follow Your Arrow is like one of the best country singles of the 2010s, I think. And it's like, it's so original. And then this is kind of like good. And, but also kind of like, you know, do this, don't do that. You'll be happy. Right. Let's dance. Kind of.
She's going to be like kind of a Dear Abby country singer. She's just going to appear every couple of years, dole out advice for people.
That would be, that would actually kind of be awesome.
That would be really funny. Actually.
To be like, just comment on like a bunch of like issues and stuff. It's like have safe sex. it'll be okay. Like, anyway,
that great singing, by the
thanks,
way.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
No, I think that's a really good point, and I feel like if she does this like a third time, then yeah, I'll be like,
come on,
no way, Jose. But like, can't believe I just said no way, Jose.
I don't know how I feel about that too, but that's fine.
Yeah, I'm turning into a dad. But anyways, so
I think we're all slowly turning into.
I like the line, the last line. What is it if you don't? If you mind your own biscuits, you'll be all gravy.
Life will be gravy.
I'm gonna start saying that to people like in public and see how that works. And I want to see how people react.
I think you'll get the same response that I just got to saying "No way, Jose," which is people being like, "Why did you just say that?"
I'll
report back. I'm gonna try it and report back.
But yeah, and anyways, so let's listen to it. But I did want to just give a little pretentious shout out. So this, I also like to imagine this song being kind of like her country music take on Voltaire, the French Enlightenment thinker's famous book Candide, which the whole message of that is just tend your own garden, let other people. That's how the book ends.
Wow.
And I like to imagine she's sitting at home kind of like reading through Voltaire and is like, yeah, that's what
did
this
you just give
about.
A shout out to Voltaire on a podcast?
Yes,
I did.
Okay, cool.
And I don't think he heard it, but
he's like, "You're gonna get at replied on Twitter by Voltaire." Like, thank you.
Thanks for the shout out.
By the way, I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm still dead. All right, let's listen to Kacey Musgraves. The song's called Biscuits. Slow your own road and raise your own babies. Smoke your own smoke and grow your own daisies. Mend your own fences and own your own crazy. Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. All right, that was Kacey Musgraves. Next up, let's talk about Kalayla. This is an Erica pick. The song is called A Message.
Yes. I really, really like this song. When Kalayla first came out, it's going to sound like shots fired, but I think that she was a little bit overrated, but mostly because of the hype that was around her, not necessarily because of her talent. Like, I really do think she's a talented singer and songwriter. So I kind of was expecting, I had high expectations for her. Kind of this little comeback, I guess you can call it. So when I heard it, I was really excited because it really fits her voice. And I think that a lot of the past work, it was mostly just heavy on that like electronic production that you couldn't really hear her voice. So I really like the song because you could actually hear her very well. So, and also the video, which was premiered by ID, is like really, really awesome. It also goes very great with the song lyrics. A breakup song, pretty much what I'm into apparently lately. So I just really like the feel of it. I'm excited for what else she's going to put out after this.
Yeah, I have to say, I kind of had a similar feeling. Like, I liked what I heard when she was getting a lot of hype, but nothing that, like, really stood out to me. But this song, like, definitely makes me want to listen to it over and over. Yeah. And I also, like, so it kind of comes at it from this perspective where she's, like, posing the question, if I was your ex-girlfriend, which makes me, like, wonder, is this, like, an intentional, like, takeoff Prince's song, if I was your girlfriend?
Mm.
Kind of like a response sequel.
Is this where we shout out Prince also?
This is, yeah, where we shout out Prince also. He definitely is listening to the podcast. Voltaire, no, but Prince for sure is a regular listener.
That would be awesome if that was like a little reference in there.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. And I also really like that it's just such a like minimal song too. Like, it's almost to the point if you slowed the beat down anymore, it wouldn't be musical.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that about it.
Yeah, I think it just fits her tone. Very well. Yeah. Jace.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you're going to end the podcast?
You're going to end. Yeah.
No, I
don't think you and I have ever talked about Kalayla.
Well, let's start. Let's do it. I like this song. I like the video a lot. I thought the video was very imaginative. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because I have always I've heard some Kalayla tracks. I've seen her name pop up on a bunch of blogs, and it's always kind of that time. And this happened, remember, I always think of Rory when this happens, where it's like you get all this blog buzz and you're like, all right, still waiting for that song to make me actually, like, you know, reel me in. And then the song actually comes, and I feel like this with this song. So it's a good one.
That's a better closing. Thanks, Chase.
Yeah.
Erica approved. Closer. All right, well, let's listen to it. Kalayla, A Message. All right, thanks for joining us. Please tweet us any recommendations for artists or songs.
You know, I'm going to start tweeting you recommendations.
I definitely won't listen to those.
He'll filter those out.
I'm going to be like, hey, can we talk about track 14 on the new Gucci Mane mixtape?
Blocked.
But I won't say which Gucci Mane mixtape it is.
All right. Anyways, so yeah, go ahead and do that. And everybody else, just have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.